Literature in flying, several are the connections. There are famous writers who are pilots and pilots who write and publish. Saint-Exupéry, for instance, the renowned author of Le Petit Prince, L'Aviateur and Vol de Nuit. And T.H. Lawrence, known as Lawrence of Arabia and the Seven Pillars of Wisdom. In our contemporary literature, there is a name of an American writer who immediately evokes a bestseller. Jonathan Livingston Seagull, written by Richard Bach and first published in 1970. Bach originally wrote it as a series of short stories that were published in Flying Magazine because he is also a very famous pilot. Several are the quotes that after 40 years still have an impact on our feelings and perceptions. Some of them sound nowadays so perfect. After an interview to Richard Bach that we found on YouTube, Marco Di Pilato will mention another quote taken from Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and Marco will tell us the emotion that captures the pilots when they are starting the checklist and preparing the airplane. A dream for the new year, a real dream, to have as guest at Aero Club Como, Richard Bach. And yes, that is indeed an official invitation, hoping that he will discover somehow this message in our web radio. Aero Club Como web radio.
Treasure and value those dreams of flight with their sense of absolute freedom, their sense of this is home.
Sometimes I feel like it's Alice in Wonderland. Do the airplanes feel it too? When the door opens, there's always a sense of excitement, sense of adventure about to begin. And I think they feel it too. Good morning, little one. Little airplane, let's have some power, bring some life to you here. You have your fuel, that prop clear up. That in seeking checkmate, that is, the death of my king, does a king stand for the father? Are you, do you seek to take my place?
I seek to take your place in the rankings. Sometimes our better learning happens when we can trivialize things.
In the same squadron that John McCain was in. I didn't know this until 10 years ago, and I've been out of the Navy since 71, that I was checking into a squadron that had lost more airplanes and pilots than any other squadron in the Navy. And nobody ever told me. Don't tell the new guy.
Of writing a book, when I'm writing every day, that's very often true. Sometime I'll come back the next day and find the story is going off in a different different direction. My job is to follow it.
Yeah. Richard Bach once says, "The highest art form of all is a human being in control of himself and his airplane in flight, urging the spirit of a machine to match his own." It's the same thought I revive every time I'm preparing the seaplane right before going to fly. I walk around, looking to him and checking everything's fine, trying to hear his voice and get in contact with his spirit. I feel a bit crazy doing this, but I'm sure somewhere he's not a machine. He's alive as I am, and he has his own heart, beating as mine. After that, I take a look at Lake Como, just thinking to what's gonna happen soon, imaging the waves, the wind, and the takeoff run. I wake up with my eyes back on my winged friend. It's time to climb in the pilot seat. Last thing to check, and the last question to him. Are we ready, my friend?
Thank you. I want you.